Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. This is a video about the fourth way that you can use to deal with rejection. If you haven't seen the previous three ways, go back, check them out. The first way to deal with rejection was know that you are enough. Believe that you are enough, okay? And the second way being, be grateful, be thankful. And the third way, the previous video before this one, was have empathy. And in this video, the title is, it is an opportunity. That's right. You being rejected is an opportunity for better things. And no. This isn't you're gonna find something better anyway. You know, a better opportunity will come. Someone better will come along. Oh, you be around better people, more supportive people. No, this isn't to make you feel good. It is to make you feel good, but it's not the main reason. You see, the main reason is for you to understand, and when you understand, you're gonna naturally feel good. You see what I'm saying? When you understand it, because feeling good will be from me to you. So I say what I say and you feel good. This is different. I say what I say, you understand it, and then you feel good. You understand that? Instead of me just making you feel good, no. I let you understand, okay? Then you, because of your understanding, you feel good. You understand that? I'm sure you do. So, the power is literally in your hands. Once I make you understand, the power is in your hands, in your mind. Instead of me just fishing and giving you the fish, no. I teach you how to fish. And then you can eat fish for the rest of your life. And then you become self-sufficient, self-responsible. It's all well and good that I do this or that for you, but it's even better when I show you how, then you can do it for yourself forever. Become self-reliant on yourself, and that's powerful. I can help you, but if I really want to help you, which I do, it's to make you so powerful, you can depend on yourself now. So, back to the topic. Being rejected is an opportunity. And it's not just to make you feel good, no. Because everybody says, oh, you find someone better, something better. No, this is way better. It's an opportunity because you will find something better. Yeah, I said it. You will find something better. You will find someone better. And you will find better people. Stay with me here. Stay with me. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think that everything that doesn't work out for you is bad? Why is it that every time you fail, it's the end of the world? Why do you think whenever you don't get an opportunity that you've been wanting to get for so long, you've been working hard for so long, why do you think that that's a bad thing? How do you know it's not a blessing in disguise? How do you know? If you go back to the second way to deal with rejection, the second video, which was be thankful, be grateful. Because they could have used and abused you, right? Because if you're so torn up that they rejected you, if you're so messed up that they rejected you, that means if they accepted you, you'd have been very, very happy. The opposite of being so devastated, right? But what if they were faking it? Which means they could have used and abused you, faking to accept you, and then use you for things that they know you would say yes to because you are happy, so happy, they accepted you. So go back and watch the second video. Back to this topic, which is related to that second video, but back to this topic. The fourth way, okay, the fourth video on how you can use to do a rejection, and that is see the rejection as an opportunity. That person rejected you, those people rejected you, it's an opportunity for better things. And this is not to make you feel good, no. Why do you automatically assume that when you go for something and it doesn't work out, that that's the worst thing in the world? Why? Because you wanted it and you didn't get it? Because you wanted it and it didn't work out? Automatically, that's a negative thing? Oh, you went for something, you tried for something, it didn't work out. Automatically, that's the end of the world? Why must you get everything you want? Why do you think just because you're going for it, automatically it's a good thing for you? Think about that. Why do you think that just because you want it, automatically you assume it's good for you, it's the best thing for you? Who says that? Who said that? How do you know that that person, because you wanted them, or they must be good, that job opportunity, because you wanted it, it must be good. Oh, that business venture, because you wanted it, it must be good. It's not everything you want that's good, you know. Yeah, I said it. It's not everything you want or everyone you want that's good. Who told you that? Who told you that? There might be better things. There are better things. Yeah, it's not everything you want that's good. It's not. So if it doesn't work out, yeah, improve yourself so that it can work out better for you next time. But how do you know you're not great as you are already, but it just didn't work out for you? Why take it as something's wrong with you when you can take it as, okay, I'm my best self. I'm going to keep improving my best self to be a better self, a better best self, so that when opportunities come or when I go for things, they will work out. But it didn't work out now. It doesn't mean I'm not enough. Maybe I need to do more, but it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you inside. You know, you might need to improve, yeah, but who says you're not enough? And who says it has to work out? What if it's not the best thing for you? What if you are actually genuinely too good for that opportunity, for that person, and you just don't mix, and they were never going to make you happy? Think about it. They were never going to make you happy. They rejected you. So clearly, they believe, whether it's a company or a person or people, they believe you are not a good match for them, or they are not a good match for you, or you are both not a good match for each other. Why would you be unhappy about that? Aren't you grateful that you found out very early instead of years down the line? Aren't you grateful that they were kind enough to be honest and say, no, we don't want you for our company? No, they don't want you for that relationship or friendship. Aren't you grateful? I'd be grateful. That saves you a lot of years. Your time is limited. You could die tomorrow. It could happen. Do you want to spend that chasing after people or someone or something that was never going to be a good fit for you in the first place? And I could say, if it was going to be a good fit, they would have said yes. Not really. It's not everybody that says yes to you that's good for you. It's not everything that you apply for, that you get, that's a good fit for you. Just because they said yes, doesn't mean they're good for you. And just because they said no, doesn't mean it's bad for you. It's actually possibly a good thing for you that they said no. Yeah. They can say no, it doesn't mean it's a bad thing for you. It's probably a good thing for you, an opportunity for you to improve and be better even. Because if they said yes to you while you are a low-level individual, a low-mindset individual, you would think that's the best way to be, the best you can be, and then you wouldn't even improve. So maybe they're doing you a favor by saying no, that you're not good enough, so that you can actually be better than you already are. Yeah. Every no is an opportunity for you to grow. Yeah, that rhymed. And yes, yes, I'm right. Every note is an opportunity for you to grow. So take that chance. Hit that notification button and stay tuned for the fifth way that you can use to deal with rejection. You know what I say all the time. Stay blessed. And do not forget to stay wise. Yeah, especially with this video. It's full of wisdom. So use it and stay blessed and stay wise. I'll speak with you soon.